Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. As negotiations continue regarding a new border deal, Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, delivers remarks on the Senate floor Tuesday about the negotiation efforts regarding the security supplemental package. The New York legislator telling the chamber negotiations are nearing the finish line, but says there's more work that needs to be done before the package is finalized. Senator Schumer emphasizing the importance of bipartisanship to get the job done.
Both sides have an obligation to tune the partisan noise out and to continue working. Bipartisanship is the only way that action on the border is going to happen, that aid to Ukraine will be secured, that help to Israel in the Indo-Pacific and aid to innocent civilians in Gaza will happen.
After an Iranian drone strike killed three U.S. troops off the border of Syria and Jordan, New York Republican Congressman Mike Lawler says there's more than meets the eye.
I think the unholy alliance between China, Russia, and Iran has come into full view. China is the biggest purchaser of Iranian petroleum.
Lawler is a sponsor for the Stop Harboring Iranian Petroleum Act, or the SHIP Act, which would impose sanctions on people who work with Iranian oil, preventing them from obtaining visas or owning property in the United States. Missouri Democratic Congresswoman Cori Bush is criticizing the Justice Department for its investigation into her campaign's spending on security services. Bush is under scrutiny because she married her security guard last year and kept him on her campaign payroll. At least four people are dead after a boat carrying tourists sank off the coast of Cancun. The boat carrying over 16 guests and crew members sank after getting caught in a strong sea swell, according to ABC News. At least seven people are missing and eight have been rescued. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
A verdict may be reached in another trial against former President Trump. USA's Ryan Daniels has the details.
A decision in former President Donald Trump's civil fraud trial in New York might be reached as early as this week. State Attorney General Letitia James is hoping a Manhattan judge will mandate Trump pay a fine of $370 million in her case against the former president. She alleges that Trump falsely inflated the value of real estate to secure more favorable loans.
After his police force arrested 59 illegal immigrants in his suburb, Oak Brook Police Chief Brian Stokas says he is working hard to protect his community.
It's a problem for my community. Our police department's responding accordingly. We're shifting our resources to our retail areas to make sure those areas are well protected. But it's definitely a problem that extends beyond the borders of Chicago.
Chicago is in the spotlight as Mayor Brandon Johnson extended the eviction deadline to March for city-run illegal immigrant shelters after being pressured by the city council. In anticipation of Super Bowl weekend, United and American Airlines are introducing additional flights connecting Kansas City and Las Vegas airports, and flight numbers are catching the attention of both Swifties and Chiefs fans. American Airlines has included two flights with the numbers 1989, paying tribute to Taylor Swift's birth year. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you, along with Rick Manning, yes, the president, and founder of Americans for Limited Government. Hey, Mr. Rick, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing wonderful. I'm on the West Coast in anticipation of Pineapple Express getting ready to come through. They're saying lots of rain here coming in the next couple of days. So, yeah, thank you very much. Aloha, Hawaii.
Yeah, that's great. It's good news.
Yeah, it is great news, I guess, except the last time I was talking with Daryl Issa last week at the SHOT Show in Vegas, right? And we were talking about the rains in San Diego. So well, you know, it's what happens in California. They just still cannot figure out how to, you know, keep the drainage ditches clear and whatever, and then they get flooded and, you know, until the next flood. So heads up, Daryl Issa, it's going to be raining again.
It's coming for you.
Yeah,
well, here's what I look at. I am, you know, we've been deluged by the constant global warming crowd saying, oh, we're going to have these, that the droughts are going to dry up everything.
Right.
And we're seeing, you know, recovery of our reservoir systems. In Northern California, the largest reservoir in California is in Shasta. Mm-hmm. It's at a higher level than it has ever been. And so we're seeing a lot of the water systems in LA or in California have been restored. You have Lake Tulare in the middle of the Central Valley exists in something which essentially was eliminated based on irrigation drain off and the like back in the over time. But that was a lake that historically had existed for, back from the, at least from we started knowing what was going on there in the 1850s. Lake Mead is, while it's still down, not at high levels, or even the levels, is growing rapidly in terms of its high, which, and all that, why that matters is because water is the single most important commodity in the South, in California and the Southwest.
Right.
There's, you know, you can have all the gold and all the silver in the world, you have all the uranium, you have everything at copper. It doesn't matter because without water, you die.
Yeah.
And those water systems are being rejuvenated and restored. And this is counter to what all the doomsayers have been saying would occur. And so my wife laughs at me because every day I go and I say, what's Lake Mead's water level? Because it's critical to understand the economy of the Southwest.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it's Vegas and, you know, Vegas and Phoenix and Tucson are all dependent, at least Vegas and Phoenix, are dependent upon, you know, what's happening in the Colorado River and in Lake Mead and the subsequent lake reservoirs down below. So it is a Those are critical questions. And so Pineapple Express, here we come. Yay.
More
water in the water systems. And if California had a brain during that drought, they'd have been investing in water storage, a lot more water storage. So when they didn't get rain, they would be storing it a lot more.
And this is the whole point, Rick, bottom line. For all the money they've been spending on this green agenda, I mean, they keep missing the bus time and time again. I mean, this has been going on for decades, right? And, right. You know, and the citizens, according to my, and my kids and grandkids that are here in California, we just, you know, just put up with it. And it's like, when is this madness going to stop?
Well,
probably
that's
never,
a great
right?
question. It's a, no. The way I always look at this stuff is somebody's doing something that's just obviously stupid.
Mm-hmm.
It's clearly not obviously stupid to them. And so you have to take a look and say, you know, which of my the values that I have are in conflict to the values they have.
Mm-hmm.
And the main value it's a cult of depopulation. It's a cult of deindustrialization.
Mm-hmm.
And so the reality is if you sit there and you say, I don't want to have a desalination plant off of Southern California because I'm afraid I'm going to lower the level of the sea in the Pacific Ocean. And then you say at the other side, which is, you know, impossible, but, and then you say on the other side, I want to want to shut down all the factories because I don't want to have seas rising on the other side. You know, and you say those two things don't go together.
Exactly.
You have to understand. But the objective is depopulation and deindustrialization. And if you come from those perspectives, then it's a, you know, everything else is just an argument.
Mm-hmm.
But once you understand the underlying goal,
right.
Then you can sit there and say, then it isn't hypocritical to say, you know, we're against raising ocean levels, but we're worried about the ocean levels might shrink.
Right.
Because you're arguing for independent things that are contradictory.
Exactly.
The industrialization by design depopulates.
Right. And meanwhile, all the other countries who see this, you know, are making practical decisions like India and look at their GDP and look what's happening with them. So, I mean, this thing is a total farce. So, first of all, we the people, okay, that means you and me, all of us, freedom-loving Americans. I'm not talking about Democrats or Republicans. I'm just talking about Americans. Forget about the party stuff. Think about what's good for America, what's good for the next generation. You've got to educate yourself. You've got to understand what is going on. Rick just gave you a real quick tutorial on it. And don't take his word for it, all right? What you should do is be motivated to own your own knowledge and understand exactly what's going on, okay? Number one, you get educated. Number two is you stop reelecting these knuckleheads who sincerely believe in this madness. I mean, they need help. And guess what? They're not getting help in D.C. It's an echo chamber. It is messing them up. They need sincere therapy. And they're not going to get it there in the Beltway, are they, Rick?
The Beltway are essentially it's the greatest enabler network in the world,
right.
for the mentally ill. So it's a
Nancy. What did Nancy Pelosi? And how did she refer to them? A retirement home or something? Something that seniors home.
It was something like that.
I can't remember exactly, but I thought that was quite interesting. You know, seeing the woman picking up stones and throwing it in glass houses like that. But you know, hey,
right.
Every once in a while, even she can get it right.
Well, that's the thing. Sometimes they stumble around and tell the truth, but it's a. I was in a meeting this past weekend and with some people related to the whole environmental movement. And if you want to understand the environmental movement, just understand this. The idea of the environmental movement is to make resources in America, that America has an abundance, illegal, so that we can be dependent upon resources that China controls.
Right.
That's what they're doing in a nutshell. And so when you come from that perspective, you can understand who's actually pulling the chains. on the strings.
Right.
It's a complicated world, but it's relatively easy to understand if you pay attention to what the other side's doing and believe them, that what they would say they want to do.
It's only seemingly complicated when you get in a discussion with them, because it's like you're in a bucket of gum. You know, you try to ask them a question, a sincere question, and then they just go roundabout. Got to go to break. More from Rick Manning. Stay with us.
If you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it, you can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Officially, Nepal is a secular country that allows religious freedom. But this small country, known for its huge mountains, is a hostile place for Christians. The strong history of Hinduism makes it hard for Nepali believers to openly express their faith without being ostracized for following Jesus. Despite this, people are responding to the Tide Nepali Language Gospel Radio broadcasts. To tell even more people about Jesus, the Tide Ministry also broadcasts in the Taru language. Most of this tribal group practice an ethnic religion influenced by Hinduism, and less than 0.5% of them are Christian. Pray that our broadcasts inspire people to follow Jesus and provide support and encouragement for those facing persecution. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people around the world who are finding new life and hope by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Well, happy hump day to you. It's Wednesday all over the place. I'm Bill Martinez. It's 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Speaking of fresh and independent, Rick Manning is with us, President of Americans for Limited Government. I want to talk to you specifically about President Biden. I mean, this is interesting. You know, you talk about
stuff that's just so obtuse. Everything about this administration is obtuse. Up is down, down is up. You know, to hear them talk, you know, I think President Biden has just been the perfecter of word salad presentations. I mean, and then you know, Kamala Harris, she got the disease. So she's all word salad up, you know, all the time. I mean, it's just nonsense. Anytime she comes on, you just kind of cringe. You, oh, my gosh. You know, please help her find a period to that sentence. And not only a period, but maybe something that could make sense out of what she just tried to say. And then Corrine, the press secretary, Jean-Pierre, you know, between the three of them, I mean, this stuff is spreading. It's goofy.
Yeah, it's almost like they all need to take English as a foreign language courses. Mm-hmm. But it's a, you know, here's the key. You said, you know, you're just hoping Kamala finds a period. Well, you know what a period is? It's a point. So while she's finding a period, she needs to find a point also.
Exactly.
But it is a, because she doesn't ever, you know, how sometimes if you type in something in Excel and it says the cert, it gives you this, like, pushes back and says you can't do that. And it's
still, yeah, right.
You've been some kind of circular formula. Her whole, you know, it's, there must be a school at the Democrat National Committee on circular speaking. How to make it work for you, the Biden method.
Well, the only thing is, Rick, what's scary about it is kids are going to watch this and they're going to start talking like this. They're going to think it's normal. No, it's not normal. This is crazy speak. Okay, it doesn't make sense. It's going to dumb you down. It's not very it's not very educated.
Well, when you communicate using emojis as it is, with picture language, you can't really get further down than that. So it's a all in all, yeah, they are not great communicators, and I'll point out that, you know, Joe Biden's only 2 points down to Donald Trump. Okay, so for all the, you know, he's great, you know, he's not capable and all that, there's still 43-46% of the people who are willing to vote for him.
Yeah, amazing.
President.
Yeah.
So, you know, we have, and to some extent, there's a cultural shift going on.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are, and being touchy-feely is rewarded, and being a linear thinker is rejected.
Yeah.
Being a linear thinker takes more effort, and you have to actually think, whereas just going by feelings. And,
right.
You know, I saw this, you know, being a society driven by GIFs and memes, and TikTok videos.
Right.
It's all about touching the feelies and not about touching the brain.
Yeah, it's all emotion. Yeah. Yeah, they
so
own.
Given that,
yeah, they've got the corner on the emotional, you know, language and position with everything, and you know, and the conservative side has got to wise up. I mean, you just assume that an educated response is going to win, but when people are you know, so emotionally fixed, you know, these are the kind of people the Bible talks about that are being foolish. That you just kind of leave them to their own devices. And but you see, this is what I'm concerned about, you know, like I mentioned, and kind of what you were talking about, you know, the difference between the East and West Coast and the insanity, how it doesn't match up. There's no congruity to it. But I guess, you know, you're not supposed to notice those kind of things. Just like, you know, President Biden, you know, he's so angry with Governor Abbott than with Iran, who just killed three of our servicemen. I mean, it's like, what? This is so incongruous, right? It doesn't make sense.
Well, you know, it's an ally. You know, Iran is an ally of the Biden America, and Texas isn't. So Texas keeps embarrassing it by sending people to states that, you know, that say they want people, like New York and Illinois and elsewhere. Keep providing them what they say they want. And those people are complaining to Biden because, you know, when you are virtue signaling, mm-hmm. you don't really expect anybody to call your bluff.
Right. So. Well, and of course, Biden's telling him, it's almost like the Lyndon Baines Johnson argument. Hang in there, because when these people all come in and settle, you're going to end up with another seat in Congress. So there is, you know, there's some rainbow there at the end of that that tunnel for you, right?
Well, that's the idea. But, you know, hang in there based on that. It's, there's a good 8 years before that seat comes to fruition, because mm-hmm. you don't get the seat until 2032. It won't be counted until 2030. Mm-hmm. So you darn well better hope that you don't end up with Donald Trump if you're those states. You don't end up with Donald Trump as president, because if, you know, you're paying the social costs and you're then have them deported, you get all the social costs with none of the political benefit.
Right.
So that's your, you know, ultimately that's the pushback. Bottom line on the immigration thing, Bill, and a lot of people go with the political theory that the Democrats are just trying to create additional seats in Democrat areas and register people to vote so they can hold power. I've come to the conclusion it's much more pernicious than just political power.
Right.
Barack Obama said about fundamentally transforming America. And they pushed that agenda through our schools, and now we have a bunch of people graduating in college, 10 years later, what are they doing? They're protesting Israel is the bad guy when you have Hamas murder a bunch of its citizens and attack a music festival, but Israel's the bad guy.
Right.
You have so at some level we have fundamentally shifted. Mm-hmm. The mindset of certain people. And so those same people whose mindset's been shifted have attacked statues, and it's under the guise that George Washington was evil and Thomas Jefferson was evil. And so they've attacked statues, and they've said attacked the founding fathers as being evil, undermining the idea that America is the greatest country in the history of the world and has risen more people to freedom than any other country, ignoring that fact.
Right.
By attacking us based on the fact some of our founding fathers had slaves, regardless of the fact they wrote documents which were the most freedom-oriented documents since the Bible, and that is so they reject the ideal because the people were human and didn't live up to the ideal, which nobody does. Mm-hmm. So that's besides Jesus. So they reject the founders.
Right.
And our right, our moral right to exist. And then you ship in, 10, 20 million more people from places around the world that don't have any common with
right.
America. And that's how you fundamentally transform a country. And they are in the third stage of doing that. And that's what immigration is about. It's not about political power. It's about fundamental transformation. It's why we have to stop.
Yeah, because the other stuff will come after that. The political power and all that. Thank you very much, Barack Obama. Right?
They have a plan. They're executing it. Stop them.
You see, but again, this drives me nuts, that this is what Barack Obama single-handedly has done to this country. And he's regarded as such a terrific president. I'm sorry, I just don't, I don't get it. I do get what you're saying. You're exactly right. It's the deconstruct of all that we know that is America and this great American idea. It disturbs me that we've allowed, someone like that with that kind of influence to just turn this country on its head. Rick Manning, President of Americans for Limited Government, as always, appreciate your time. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Hey, I'm Chelsea, and a little thing I like about the Chick-fil-A Spicy Deluxe Sandwich is I think it's just the perfect combination of ingredients, the pepper jack cheese and that spiciness of the sandwich. It's the right type of spice and the right amount of spice. It's crunchy on the outside, but then really tender on the inside. And then, obviously, the pickles on the bottom are iconic. There are too many things I like about it. I don't know if I can finish the thought.
Bring on the spice and order the Chick-fil-A Spicy Deluxe Sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real guests pay for their testimonial.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it.
And now get a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver Unlimited plan. Find us at StraightTalk.com. For data management practices and additional terms, visit StraightTalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Online only, excludes taxes and fees.
USA News Update. Attempts to impeach Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas for his management of the border crisis are intensifying. The House Homeland Security Committee, led by Republicans, currently drafting articles of impeachment against the secretary. A potential vote on the House floor could take place as early as next week. The Justice Department is investigating the spending of campaign money on security services by Missouri Democrat Cori Bush's campaign. The prominent squad member, a vocal advocate of the Defund the Police movement, acknowledged the investigation Tuesday. She asserted her innocence, stating that her campaign is actively cooperating. Bush clarified that she utilized campaign funds as permissible for security expenses and emphasized that no federal tax dollars were involved. Winter has made itself known in Alaska. The northern state gets a lot of snow anyway. This year, they've accumulated more than 8.5 feet. John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
One of those topics that we're trying to make sense out of the Biden administration comes by way of this major energy news. Of course, it happens on Friday. You always have to kind of keep an eye on Friday. Friday is where administrations and, you know, other people want to release policies and things that they want to hide, because it just gets kind of lost into the weekend distraction and all. And so here you had some major energy news that would break on Friday. The Biden administration halted the permitting process for several proposed liquefied natural gas, LNG, export terminal projects. Now, this is a lose-lose decision that betrays our allies, worsens climate change and air pollution, and hinders clean energy investment. This is according to James Coleman, an expert in energy regulation. And James Coleman joins us now. Good morning, James. How are you, sir?
Good morning. Good to talk with you.
Well, good to have you here to talk about LNG. And again, we're just kind of talking with Rick Manning about this, that with this administration, it's like we live in opposite world. I mean, we're doing things that aren't even, I don't know, they're just confusing. They're not consistent. If you want to, it's almost like they purposely do things in the energy sector that are just aggravating. Because one minute there's a little bit of good news, and then the next minute it's goofy world.
Yeah, well, it's unfortunate because, as you said, it really makes very little sense, especially because the thing that the administration says is driving its decision is climate change. But the government has done a lot of research on liquefied natural gas exports. And what they say is that they actually help fight climate change because natural gas is a cleaner source than coal, which is the world's biggest source of electricity, and that a lot of the, you know, world is sort of forced to use if they don't have American natural gas as an option.
Mm-hmm. And with us providing LNG to the world, I mean, it strengthens our alliances. People are happy with America. And then we start messing around and taking it away. Well, we're not so well liked anymore.
Right. Well, and that's another contradiction, is that you saw in the aftermath of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, President Biden promised a huge amount of liquefied natural gas to Europe because he knew Russia would cut them off of natural gas supplies. And he said, don't worry, you should stay with us and we'll send you lots of natural gas. And now he's going back on that promise. But, it's not just Europe. I mean, it's any number of other countries across the globe. I mean, you have places like Pakistan that, because they haven't been able to get enough American gas, have quadrupled down on coal. It's just it's a very unfortunate decision from the perspective of all our allies, and it goes against what we promised to do, and it's very difficult to understand what the possible benefits of this decision might be.
Well, James, this seems to be a consistent disease within the Democratic leadership. Barack Obama did this. Biden is doing this. He's even doubling down and getting worse, it seems like. And we're back to that old saying where, our allies no longer trust us and our enemies no longer fear us. But I want to focus on the trust issue. I mean, this is why our standing, on the international stage has been reduced. And we're back to where we were, during the Obama years, if you recall. This country was not very well respected because it wasn't very well trusted.
Yeah, I mean, it's very unfortunate. One aspect of this, as you suggest, is that it does really benefit our enemies. If you look at the other major exporters of liquefied natural gas who really most benefit from this decision are places like Russia, are places like Qatar that obviously funds Hamas. They have a lot of those countries, and sort of forcing our allies to turn to those countries and send them lots of money instead seems just bizarre, particularly at the same time that we're, locked in a funding battle with Russia. Providing them more funding seems a bizarre decision.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just what you want to do is to be locked, hip and joint with the people of Qatar, who are, they're so double-minded. I mean, you're so confused in dealing with them, James. And so here you have an opportunity to be, we just so much believe in the West and in our principles and the ideals of our Constitution versus somebody that you really can't trust. But, but if you're not delivering on your promise and you force them to go elsewhere, then they're going to be influenced by the Qataris and the rest of, the countries like that, that are double-minded, right? So, I mean, it's like the damage that you do internationally and psychologically is just, it's exponential in my humble opinion.
Yeah, well, and, when you try to figure out what exactly is going on, I think it is something that we have seen across the Biden administration in general, which is that, there are sort of two factions. There's the faction that's more interested in the policy questions, and they want economic growth, and they see, the opportunities for clean energy investments. So they think, okay, if we can get more natural gas, that's going to lower carbon emissions. But then there's sort of like the activists who are just less interested in any of the studies or what the
right.
scientists say, and just say, well, we just want to kill fossil fuels regardless, or really
right.
industrial projects regardless. And the White House, it was reported in the New York Times that one of the, sort of key stakeholders that the White House consulted with on this decision was this 25-year-old TikTok influencer.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
And it's unfortunate, obviously, to have decisions on these, $30 billion facilities, right? Each of these facilities is, $10 to $30 billion of private capital that's coming in, putting its own money at risk in ways to, clean up the air, address global warming and provide energy security to our allies. And that's all put at risk because, the White House decided to, go with what some influencers said instead.
Exactly. Well, it's the same kind of ludicrous stuff that happened with Bud Light, right? And Disney. I mean, just go on down the line, and James, here you are as an expert in energy, and you are studying the graphs. You're studying the data. You see the causal effects of these decisions,
And then all of a sudden you got to deal with a TikToker that reduces something that is so vital to an emotional one-liner and or an emotional narrative. And, you know, there's no communicating with them because they're not interested, just as you pointed out earlier. They're not interested in the facts. It's this is their, you know, their circus of emotions that they're holding on to. And, you know, and we have to live with them and somehow find a way. I mean, because what has happened is they are so involved in the depths of our political process and policy making and that, that they're really killing the goose that's been laying golden eggs here, are they not?
Well, yeah, I mean, and that's the kind of thing, you know, there have been areas where, you know, the Biden administration initially sort of, you know, went with that more influencer-driven policy and then decided to back off when they learned from people who had really studied the problem. So, you know, the administration had initially promised, oh, we're going to end, you know, new production on federal lands. Well, that would have been truly catastrophic. And
right.
They eventually backed off of that. And so, you know, and you would hope that maybe they'll back off of this policy. I mean, you can try to be hopeful, but that is the pendulum swing that we've seen in the administration, is that sometimes it seems to be driven by these completely irrational policies. And it's, you know, really that is, you know, people are always going to say things that are a little bit irrational, but it's the responsibility of the administration to bring them back to focusing on the real issues facing the United States and the world.
Well, this is the problem, James, when you're spending other people's money, right?
Well, I do think that's true. I mean, it is amazing how casually this decision was made, given the amount of money on the line. I mean, when you think about, really, it's over $100 billion in decisions, and you know, when you think about the countless lives that that affects here, in terms of all the folks that are working on that incredible, you know, American industry that's been built up over the last decade, and then you think about all the lives abroad that depend on having reliable supplies of energy. I mean, it's amazing to think that decision was made so casually. It's very hard for me to think of a single arbitrary decision that the president has made that has, you know, such potential for destruction.
Exactly. Jim Trollen, thank you.
We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Checking in on the time, about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Eric Rourke is going to be joining us, Director of Research with Numbers USA, helping us to understand this this border deal that the Senate is kicking around that is certainly getting Senator Lankford in a lot of trouble with the Oklahoma GOP, by the way. Hey, Eric, welcome. Always good to have you with us. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you. Always good to be on with you.
All right. So let's help our audience understand. You know, break it down, sans the emotion. What is it that the Senate wants to do with this border deal?
Well, what we've seen and what we've seen reported, they haven't dropped the text of the bill yet. We're awaiting that. We keep hearing promises that we're going to see it today or tomorrow, and that, you know, that's a couple days ago. So, and I think part of the reason is, and you mentioned this in the introduction, that Senator Lankford's really got a lot of blowback from what has been reported and what has not been denied. You know, what all the details they haven't said any of it isn't true.
Right.
So what we, what we understand is they're going to allow up to 5,000 illegal border crossers to be released into the United States every day, and allow those people who are coming over the border to have work authorization, which obviously changes the law from what it is now. The intent of the laws now are that zero people get in. And if you're inadmissible, you're not authorized to work. This would expand that, and basically to, in essence, rubber stamp a lot of what the Biden administration is doing instead of stopping what's going on and securing the border. And it would also add 50,000 green cards a year, and would grant work authorization to the adult children of H-1B guest workers. Mm-hmm. And, you know, no matter what you think about the merits of what the Senate is negotiating, you can't argue that handing out H-1B work permits is going to secure the border. And so it's sort of, you know, just throwing that in on top of the green cards. And when you see the details, the intent of the Senate deal seems to be allowing more people into the United States, into the labor market, and not securing the border.
And basically what you're doing is you're going to hope that their entrance into the labor market is going to reduce the liability on these states to pay for these migrants, right?
That's true.
As opposed to our regular immigration, normal immigration, which we allow 1 million a year to come in, they're sponsored. They understand they're coming in and not to cause any liability. They're not to utilize any Medicare programs or, you know, any kind of health programs or anything that they get to come here, they're sponsored, and it is their sponsor that underwrites their entrance into the country. In this case, what the administration has done is, in lieu of the sponsor individual, they've made us, we the people, the sponsor of said migrants, right?
Well, that's true, and there is a 5-year bar on legal immigrants, their use of public benefits, but that's not always rigorously enforced. And also, when you mentioned the sponsors, someone who is sponsoring an immigrant, but being the employer or a family member, is responsible if that individual, the immigrant, comes in and has to go on public benefits, but they don't enforce that law either. So
right.
A lot of the people who are coming in, it depends. You know, higher skilled workers, tech workers, aren't
right.
receiving public services. A lot of legal immigrants do, particularly when they have U.S.-born children. And even if they have a children going to public school, there's that cost.
Exactly.
That isn't necessarily a welfare program, but it is a public benefit. And there's lots of public benefits that are available to anyone, regardless of their status in the U.S.
You know, Eric, to me, what I have seen happen here, and I was mentioning it last week, is that the Democrats have pulled so hard left in this issue at the border that it's dragging, Republicans. It's created a new middle, so to speak. And the new middle is the old Democratic position. And they've just, because here, I mean, what happened to the promise? You know, back in the 80s with President Reagan, okay, just allow these. We're gonna amnesty these 3 million people. Will never come and will ask again. This is it. It's one time only. Never happen again. And Republicans and the public, I guess we the people, we have failed to hold their feet to the fire to the promise that they made. And now here we are. We're just blowing the numbers, you know, right off the hinges here.
That's true. It was a one-time amnesty promise in exchange for border security and interior enforcement. And we got the amnesty part, and we keep getting the amnesty part, and that seems to be the solution to every problem, at least for a lot of the members of Congress. I'll remind you, Chuck Schumer was instrumental in getting that 86 law through.
Right.
He was in the House at the time.
Yeah.
And even we put out a video of him in 2009 saying illegal is illegal, and let's not pretend otherwise. And
right.
even through President Obama's first campaign, there was a lot of talk about stopping illegal immigration and the effects, not just of illegal, but of large numbers of legal immigrants coming in and their effect on American workers. And that's not something we see coming from the Democratic Party at all. And
no, that's been totally abandoned. Yeah, exactly. And the other thing, too, see, and I keep bringing up here, you're bringing these migrants in that, even with immigration or regular legal immigration, there is this hope for assimilation, that they would be able to come in, they're going to be contributors to this great American idea, and be assets to the community, right? And for the most part, they've got a fair shot at it. But these migrants who are coming in, through the troll side of the border, controlled by the cartels, These people, their only alliance is to the cartels. They have got to fulfill their commitment, because the cartels are making them pay and basically putting them into indentured servitude. These are the people that we're working with here, and that just seems nobody wants to talk about that. And this blows me away, because this creates all kinds of future problems, down the road. To have a population that is so, that's come into our country that is controlled by an outside force like a cartel that, last time I checked, they're not interested in a lot of positive things for communities.
Oh, that is correct. And the cartels are, it's a major windfall for them. And it's interesting what we've seen, at least in Texas, is the number of illegal border crossings has been reduced. Mm-hmm. And a lot of that has to do with not just the Mexican government, but also the cartels understanding that there is a political fight going on in the country. And so they're responding to that. They're diverting illegal border crossers to other areas, but also they're sort of waiting and seeing how this plays out. And they're going to respond accordingly. But they are in control of our southern border.
Well, yeah, big business, I think, last year just in sex trafficking, something like $13 billion. I mean, that just in sex trafficking, that's what it generated for them. And this is one of those dividends that's going to keep on paying and keep increasing each year as the cartel continues to control the border and Joe Biden continues as president.
Yeah, and Joe Biden did say that there was a crisis at the border, which is a new thing, right? Secretary Mayorkas has denied that since for 3 years. President Biden did say there is a crisis, yes, and his solution is give me more money. He
keeps saying that. Yeah.
But we just don't want to give him more money to keep going with the same policy. And this is the number one issue for all voters. It's not number one because they like what's happening. It's because they want it to come to an end.
Well, and the thing is the president seems so disingenuous. It took him a long time, as you said, to admit that it is a crisis. Okay, well, what do you mean in your world? What is the definition of a crisis? And how do you specifically plan to solve that crisis? Not just hire more Border Patrol agents so that you can process more illegals into the country. Is it, how are you truly solving the problem here?
Yeah, and that's the big fight we're seeing, because the House GOP and the White House are very much at odds. So the House has passed the H.R. 2 Secure the Border Act.
Exactly.
And the White House is asking for more money for more of the same. And so we're going to see very soon that fight over, you know, the president's going to have to defend his policies when it comes to getting a budget passed.
Right.
And so far, we've seen Speaker Johnson in the House remaining firm and saying we're going to have genuine border security, not
Yeah, he's put the line in the sand. There's no doubt about it. And, of course, you know, I'm sure between Ukraine and Israel, because that's hanging in the balance, is the monies to Ukraine and Israel. And it's almost like Ukraine is dying on the vine for all the money that we've poured into Ukraine right now. And we're leaving them, you know, high and dry.
And that's, you know, that's a contentious issue. And so a lot of people are looking at, you know, what are the priorities? And the other issues, Israel and Ukraine, they're important to a lot of voters, but you'd be hard-pressed to make the argument that we should surrender our national sovereignty, you know, to fund other countries, you know, put them, prioritize them. And that's a very hard argument, not only for the president, but some Republicans in the Senate are really taking that line. Senator Lankford seems to be one.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to make that case before the American people that other nations' borders come before the United States.
It is so rich with irony, isn't it, Eric?
I mean, it sure is.
But, you know, it's the nature of the political environment. And I think this is why, part and parcel, why so many people are decoupling, you know, from political parties and are now declaring that they've become independent because they don't want to associate with any of the craziness. It's that ludicrous, right? Exactly.
Vote for policy, yeah.
Well, and that's what, you know, we keep talking about. It's got to be that which is good for America. And if you're so focused on the party, I mean, this is what got us in this mess to begin with. And we've got to, you're exactly right. We've got to vote for policy, and you got to know what the policy is. And of course, it's a little bit of a challenge with the way you get the, you know, the way the president and others that support him talk. I mean, there's a disease of word salad stuff that, you know, some things that they say go, what are they talking about? It's almost like a whole other language, right? Eric Rourke, Director of Research with Numbers USA, has been our guest. Thank you, Eric. Take care.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan.